Welcome to the Frühgebet. Nice to have you with us again. And let us start this beautiful day with a prayer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful morning. We thank you that we have another privilege of having a day with you and starting into the day with you. And we pray in Jesus' name, yeah, help us to receive everything that you have for us. Help us. We want to hear from you. And I want to, yeah, really ask for help to receive and to speak this word right now. Amen. Some weeks ago, I was in London with my one of my sons, and maybe you also have been to London and you maybe visited the Buckingham Palace. And the Buckingham Palace is one of the most interesting places in London. And maybe you know the soldiers, the guards that guard the official residence of the King of Britain. And if you think about those soldiers, they really look funny, but guards, they have a really, really important role and task. They have to defend the king. And they decide who is allowed to come in to the king for a cup of tea and who is not. And unfortunately, we had not the privilege of meeting him. But this morning, I think we can learn much from those guards. And I want to invite you to open your Bible to one of the most interesting books in the Old Testament. It's called Nehemiah. And Nehemiah is in the place with the people of Israel being in exile in Babylon. So for some years, nearly 70 years, they have been in exile now, for exactly 70 years. And now comes the point where he knows that it's time to move back, time to build again the city of Jerusalem. And yeah, he realizes now is the time that God wants that city to be built again, because in those days it was destroyed, and the people of Israel, they were in exile, as I said. And now we read in Nehemiah chapter 2 that he comes to the king and he tells the king about his suffering, his sadness about the city of Jerusalem. And we read in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 3, "But I said to the king, may the king live forever. Why should my face not look sad when the city where my ancestors are buried lies in ruins and its gates have been destroyed by fire?" He talks about the city, about the walls, and also he talks immediately about the gates. And the gates are so important when it comes to a secure city. Also in your home, I guess this night you did not leave the door open. Leave a little chocolate for somebody who might maybe come into your house. Normally we lock the door. We do everything that nobody comes into my house. Nobody comes into my house, especially in the night. I do not want to be visited in the night, especially by people I do not know, especially by people who do things in my flat, which I do not like. So normally we lock the doors, and we are very, very careful that my doors, that my gates, that my windows are locked. But oftentimes, I think the Holy Spirit has the same sadness as Nehemiah, because he finds a people that is not careful locking their doors, the doors of our hearts. Oftentimes we allow so much to come into our hearts. And this morning I want to encourage you that we guard our heart. And we go on in verse 13, where Nehemiah describes what he visits his city. And then in verse 13, he looks at the city and he says, "By night I went out through the valley gate toward the jackal well and the dung gate, examining the walls of Jerusalem, which had been broken down, and also its gates, which had been destroyed by fire." So often our gates are not closed. So often the enemy can come into our lives just as he likes to, and destroy, steal, and kill. And why not examining our gates? Why not examining how good our gates actually work? Because the Holy Spirit is sad when we do not watch over our gates. And we should ask ourselves, what is coming into my heart? And it would be so wonderful if we would just pray to the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, please guard my heart. Thank you. And then I go my way into my day and I don't care. But that's not the truth. The Holy Spirit does not guard your heart. It's you who guards your heart. You cannot put a task, give it to God, that God gave to you. And we read clearly in Proverbs, the famous word, chapter 4, verse 23, where God gives us a command. Oh, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. That's a very simple, short, and uncompromising command. Guard your heart, because even above all, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. So why does God warn us one thing more than everything? To guard it. It's not because just my well-being is in question. No, I ask you, what is living inside of your heart? It's God's presence. So I should not just guard my heart because then I have a nice, more alive, or that is more nice and more comfortable. No, it's His presence. And so often we allow so many things in our lives that steal away the character of God. And the presence of God is in my life because there's a nature of God that He wants to express through my eyes of love, through my words of love, through my deeds of love. And if we allow that this love is stolen out of my heart, I cannot fulfill my calling that God gave me. So it's so, so important. And if we go a bit further in Nehemiah to the chapter 7, verse 3, he goes on to describe the enemies. And we read in Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 3, I said to them, the gates of Jerusalem are not to be opened until the sun is hot. While the gatekeepers are still on duty, have them shut the doors and bar them. Also appoint residents of Jerusalem as guards, some at their posts and some near to their own houses. He talks about when especially to open and to shut the gates. And he says there's a time of the night where it's cool, where you do not open your gates. There are times of challenge in your life. There are times of attack in your life where you do not open your heart. And maybe it's right in the morning when you get up and when all those accusations about your failures from the last day are coming up. Yesterday I waked up and immediately so a strong curse came into my mind. And what do you do with those curses? What do you do when you think, oh, I will die from that sickness? I will fail because my boss does not like me. My spouse is not faithful to me. My family hates me. Or my boss or my colleagues, they are working against me. What do you do with those thoughts? God does not like you anymore. He's fed up with you, with all your sins. What do you do with those thoughts, with those feelings? And too often, we leave the Holy Spirit sad because we allow those thoughts to come into our hearts. I can do nothing against thoughts coming into my mind, but I can do something against allowing thoughts to take a seat in my heart. And I want to challenge you this morning, do not give away the treasure that God placed in your heart. That is His presence. And that is His word, His truth that lives inside of you. And the Holy Spirit is too often sad because so quickly we give away everything that we have. And this is so, so sad. The enemy wants you. We read in the Gospels that Jesus had a temptation in the desert. And after that, the devil left him for a while. So and also you have times of temptation. And the devil will leave you after that, yes, but for a while, So do not be sit down and think now you won every battle in your life. No, we need to be on guard. We need to be guarding our own heart. And this morning, maybe even right now, things, feelings and thoughts come into your heart or into your mind. And I encourage you, be very, very careful what do you allow in your heart. And we see not only at Buckingham Palace, we have the soldiers, but every other VIP, every other star, every other politician, they have security men. And then with those men, it's not the time for joking. Normally they're very strong. Sometimes they are armed and they are not happy if you come too near to them. They will put you right. They will push you away. They don't care. They have one task, and this is to guard a very important person. And we have the same task of guarding a very, very important person. And that is the Holy Presence inside of me. That's the Holy Spirit inside of me. I don't have to fight for the Holy Spirit. Don't take that image too far. But we work alongside with the Holy Spirit to guard my heart. And you, your faith, and also the Holy Spirit, you have two bodyguards in front of your heart. Do not allow curses, lies, accusation into your heart. And we read about the strategy of the enemy. And we read about it also in the next chapters of Nehemiah. And I want to read one chapter more. It's chapter 6, the verses 3 and 4. So one chapter back, where the enemies try to enter to fight the city of Jerusalem. And it says in Nehemiah 6, verses 3 and 4, "But they were scheming to harm me, so I sent messengers to them with this reply, 'I am carrying on a great project and cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you?' 4 times they sent me the same message, and each time I gave them the same answer." So we here have the situation that the enemies tried to stop the work of God in Jerusalem. And they sent messages and said, "Come us, come, we can work together, so we are stronger together. And you have some enemies you do not know about, so come to me so that we can discuss." And Nehemiah replied, "I have no time for you. I have a project building the city of God, and I'm sorry, but I do not have time." And the enemy is so persistent. He does not come once and say, "Okay, if you don't like, I look for somebody else." No, he wants you. He wants the treasure in your heart. He wants to destroy it. He wants to kill it. And so he comes over and over again. So the strategy of fear, of accusation, comes over and over again. It's not a time where you think, "Oh, now I have done it all." No, wait for the next day. And we can be prepared. We can be victorious with the Holy Spirit. And in verses 8 and 9, he goes on to say, "I sent them this reply. 'Nothing like what you are saying is happening. You're just making it up out of your head.' 1 sentence," he answered, and it was done for him. He was not discussing all against all the lies. No, he said 1 sentence. Like Jesus said, "Get out of my sight, Satan." 1 sentence. And immediately I turn back to the truth again. And I do not get lost in all the feelings I have. Where do they come from? Are they from the devil? Are they from my soul? Oftentimes we don't know. And it makes no difference. It makes no difference. The only difference it makes, if I say no to the things that we want to enter. And I go on and focus on Jesus again. Do not get lost in praying about thoughts. Praying up against feelings. You can pray in tongues. That's wonderful. But do not lose time. Pick up your Bible. Fill yourself again with the good word, with the truth, reminding you who you are, reminding who lives inside of you. But do not get lost in all those thoughts and feelings, because they are meant to distract you. So I want to encourage you this morning. Let us focus on Jesus. Let us focus on the Word of God, picking up the Word of God every morning every day so that we can be very, very focused. And I want to close with a verse in Philippians 4:8 where very, very clearly says, in times of challenge or every day, any day, what should we focus about? And it says in Philippians 4, verse 8, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. So we cannot determine what comes into our minds, but we can decide what is allowed to stay in my heart. And my focus is my decision. Am I focused on all the failures that was in my life? Or am I focused on the presence of God in my life, on His promises, how faithful He is? And that is what I recommend you this morning. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your clear word. I thank you that you love us so much. But you give us the task of guarding my own heart. And I pray, Holy Spirit, remind us during the day when lies come into our thoughts, when weakness comes into our thoughts, when accusations and so many things that want to enter my heart, that you remind us that I have, together with the Holy Spirit, the authority to send away anything that I do not like. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit, to teach us and to bring your truth and your encouragement into our hearts again. Amen.